Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to implement user-selectable themes for your ASP.NET website. Let's start by creating a sample website. The first thing we're going to do in our sample website is to create a couple themes. So we'll go in here and we'll create our first theme, which we're going to call Theme Blue. And inside Theme Blue, let's put a cascading style sheet. We'll just call that default. And I'm going to add just a simple style to the body. And we'll call background of light blue. And that will allow us to differentiate this from our second theme, which I'll now create, which we're going to call Theme Red. Add a cascading style sheet to our second theme. And in the body tag here, we'll say red. And that'll just be a gross indicator that we have the correct theme selected, and then we could refine that a little bit more. Now we have two themes, and let's apply them to our default ASPX page, or I should say apply one of them. And there's a couple ways that we could do this. What we're going to do here is we're going to specify the theme directly here in the page directive. And here we're going to put theme equal to, and we're going to take theme blue as our choice. So let's start up and just see if theme blue is being applied to our default ASPX page. So we should get a blue background, a light blue that is, and indeed we do. So that theme is attached here correctly. Now we're going to do a quick check. We're going to change this to theme red just to see that that theme is working properly. I just want to eliminate, even though they're very simple, I want to eliminate the fact that our themes are messed up in some way, and that is definitely red. So we are getting theme red. So let's go back. I'm going to make the default one be theme blue. So now we have these themes, we have the default page, and we need a way for the user to select which theme they want. So in order to do that, what we'll do, we'll go to the design view and we're going to add a simple drop-down list to our page. And then in our drop-down list, let's just add two items. And the first item we're going to call theme blue, and we'll just leave the value as theme blue. And the second one we'll call theme red, and we'll also just leave that value for now. So let's just start up our page and check our work as we're going along here. We should get the drop-down list, which we do, and we haven't hooked it up to anything, so it doesn't have an action yet. So the next thing we want to do is figure out how can we get the theme to change when the user selects the item in the drop-down list. Well, there's one little thing that we need to do, and that is we want the page to post back to the server when the user selects an item. So we'll say auto postback equals true. And then you might say to yourself, well, we would just go to the selected, create a event handler for the selected index change for the drop-down list, and then we'll set the theme when the user selects something. Well, the problem with that is that the selected index change event would fire later in the page lifecycle, I should say page rendering lifecycle, then you can set the theme. The theme needs to be set in the page's pre-init event, which occurs very, very early in the page rendering cycle. And it kind of makes sense because if you're going to apply a theme to a page as the ASP.NET engine goes through the rendering process, and it has to deal with all the different controls and other elements that are on the page, it needs to know what the theme is up front. So in order to implement the change, what we need to do is to go over to the code behind for default ASPX, and as I said, we need to make the theme set in the pre-init event of the page. And so then, how do we get at the value that is in the drop-down list which the user selected? Well, what we can do is we can say me, which is the page, and then theme, and we can set that equal to the request.form, and then the name of the item that's in the form being posted back, and in this case it's drop down list 1, and that will contain the selected value in the drop down list. Now we need to put a few other things in here because we don't want this firing until the page posts back. So what we want to put here as a little check is we want to say if request.form is nothing, and actually we want to say if it's not is nothing, also then request.form.count is greater than 0. And what that will do is it just ensures that we have a form property or variable object in the request object, and that there is at least one item inside of that form. And I see one little editing we need to do. The theme names do not have a space, and when we created our items we had a space for the values. So let me just go back in and edit our items, and for the value let me just delete that space so our values correspond to the theme name, and that should be a little bit better. Yes, now our values look correct and they match the theme names over here. Okay, so let's put a breakpoint here on line 7, start up in the debugger, and we get the blue theme which we've specified in the theme attribute of our page directive as the default theme. We'll pick red. Here we are in the pre-init event. Current theme is set to blue. We're going to get the value of the drop-down list, and we'll just hit F5 and let this run. And indeed, you can see the page theme is now changed to red. So this approach works well if we want to have the control for selecting the theme here on the individual page. But what if we wanted to have a master page and put the control for selecting the theme up in the master page? How would we do that? Well, let's give that a try. We'll create a master page. Just take the default name. And then up here in this master page, let's create a div that would simulate a header area. And inside of that, we're going to take the drop-down list from our individual page, and we'll paste that up here in the master page. And then we have to go to the code behind. And now, one of the issues is that the master page, because it's actually a user control that's inside of our content page, and it may sound strange, but in reality the master page becomes a nested user control, and because it's not actually a derivative of the page class, it comes from the user control class, it doesn't have a pre-init event, which is where we said you need to set the theme. So we still need to set the theme in the pre-init event of the page. So let me create a second page here, and we'll leave the first page for you in the sample code. And in this one we're going to select the master page. And now we get our content tag instead of the full code that we would get in a regular page. Let's go into our default ASPX. We'll take this code and copy it. Put the same code over here in the default 2. Now, the problem we have here is that this control won't be in the form, or actually it'll be named differently. Because we're in the master page here, we're actually kind of in a different context than what the drop-down list will be named is actually the client ID name that's given to it by the ASP.NET rendering engine. It's not resolved back to purely drop-down list, which is what occurred when the control resided on the page in default ASPX. So I'm going to hard code it just to show you that it will work, and then we're going to figure out a way to fix this, so to speak, for permanently. So it's CTL00 dollar sign, and I just happen to know that that's how ASP.NET names these. And as I say, well, we're going to come up with a permanent solution in a moment. So let me put a breakpoint right here on line 7, and let's set default 2 as the start page. Start up in the debugger, and we do not have a theme by default because we didn't put a theme attribute in the page directive of default 2.aspx. So let's select theme red. Here we are, and I've opened up the watch window down here below, and you can see that request.form CTL100 dollar sign dropdown list is theme red. So we should get the correct theme applied. See, there's nothing here. And let me step through this line. And now it's set to theme red. So when we let it go from here, indeed we do get theme red. So we're part of the way there. We have the drop-down list up in the header of our master page, and it's working down in our content page. So one thing about this is, in order for this to work correctly, ignoring the name of the control, which we will address in just a moment, we'd have to have a page pre-init event in every one of the individual pages. And if anything changes, we would have to go back and change it in all our individual pages. So a way around that is to create a base class for all our pages. So let me do that. Add a new item, we'll add a class, and let's call this base page. It's just going to add an app code folder, and we want this to inherit from the page class. And then we'll go over to default 2, and I'm just going to copy this code, because I'm going to leave default 2 as is for you in the sample code so you can see how that worked. And we're going to paste this over here in our base page class. Now, because we're actually inheriting from page, what we really want to do here is to override the pre-init event and put our custom code in there for setting the theme. So I'm going to go protected overrides on pre-init, and we get the pre-init method in here. Then I'm just going to copy our custom code and we'll paste it down below, and I'm going to get rid of this method. So now we have that set up. What we want to do is have a page inherit from our base page class instead of the regular page class. Let me create a third page, and it'll be default 3. We want to use our master page with default 3. Now, what we want to do in default 3 is over here in the code behind, where it inherits from system.webui page. Instead, we want it to inherit from our base page class. So now when we start up default 3, we should get the code that is in our base page class firing. So let me put a breakpoint right here, And let's make default 3, the start page, start it up in the debugger, and we should get our page with no theme set. And here indeed we are hitting the pre-init method, but we have no form count because we aren't posting back, so we can just let it run from here. No theme, pick red. Here we are back in the same event, and let's set the theme. Let's mouse over and check it. It is set to theme red, and now we get red. So now, because we have this base page class, if we use that as the base for all our pages, they would automatically be able to set the theme. Now this works, but it's a little bit kludgy because we've hard-coded the name of the selected value that's coming back in the form. And there's a little bit more eloquent way to do that. If we say me.theme equal to request.form, and then rather than hard-code it, what we want to say is me.master, which is the reference to our master page object. And in there we want to find control, and what we want to find is our drop down list 1, and we want to use the unique ID, which is essentially equivalent to the ID that is in the form collection. So let's find control, unique ID, and then that should be equivalent what we have above. So let's comment out this line. So we start it up in the debug mode. We'll get our initial page, which will have no theme applied because we don't have the theme attribute set in this particular page. Here we are coming in and we won't hit the theme. Let me put a breakpoint here on 10. We won't hit line 10 because the first time through there's nothing in the form because we haven't posted back. Here's the page. We'll set it to red. And we're back in a second time. However, this time we will hit this, and the current theme is nothing. Let me put a breakpoint right on 11, run it through to 11. Now we'll see that it is set to red. And if we let that through, we get our page with the red theme. So this is better than our previous approach here in hard coding the idea of the control or the value coming back. We still do have that connection of drop-down list 1 with the master page, and yet that's probably as disconnected as we can get it. One approach that you might be saying you could use is you could make a public property on the master page, encapsulate the unique ID in that, and then access that public property here in our base class. But that requires us having the master type directive on the individual page, the default 3 in this case, so we'd have a strong link type representation of our master page in order to be able to access that public property. So that again becomes a little problematic because you'd have to have that master type in every single one of your content pages. At least this way there's some dissociation from having to do that, and you have minimal connection with the master page. So we've looked at several approaches for implementing user selectable themes in an ASP.NET website, both on an individual page and then on a master page where it can be used across multiple content pages. Remember, the important consideration is that you need to set the theme property of your page in the pre-init event, which is very early in the page rendering lifecycle. I encourage you to download the sample source code. It's available in both Visual Basic and C#. Take a look at the different implementation methods and see which might be most appropriate for your situation. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on implementing user selectable themes in an ASP.NET website.